The opioid crisis has hit North Carolina hard. State health experts project that opiates will surpass car crashes as the top cause of accidental deaths this year. State lawmakers hope new legislation can help slow the epidemic. Jeff Tiberi reports.
Drew Gintis was a teenager when he started wrestling at Athens Drive High School in Raleigh.
And loved it. His freshman year, he lost every single match.
That's Drew's mom, Marsha.
Worked so hard. By his junior year, he had a 21-2 record, and his dream was to go to states, and he had a shoulder injury, and which prevented him from wrestling, and also was the catalyst to his addiction.
It began with a prescription to OxyContin. It turned into what his mom calls a downward spiral, skipping school, unable to hold a job, eventually rehab. It ended way too soon, on July 31st of 2015. Drew was 21.
I'm a mom, and I lost my boy. And we need to just do whatever we can to stop this from continually happening.
Opiates do not discriminate. In recent years, they have led to more and more overdoses and accidental deaths in our state. Along with Oxy, Vicodin, Percocet, and hydrocodone are regularly prescribed following major surgeries, as well as for the removal of wisdom teeth and back pain. Marsha believes her son's death was preventable and hopes new legislation can make a difference. Craig Horn is a Republican in the State House from Union County.
When initial prescriptions for highly addictive medications are written, they should be written in some type of a step process rather than prescribing 120 pills, 200 pills. I have a friend that is a pharmacist who told me about this lady bringing in a prescription for 120 oxycodones. Really?
Horn is a primary sponsor of House Bill 243, known as the STOP Act. STOP stands for Strengthen Opioid Misuse Prevention. The bill, which has wide bipartisan support, seeks to accomplish several things. One provision limits initial prescriptions for acute pain to just 5 days, 7 days for after surgery. The legislation also requires medical providers to check a database before prescribing opiates, with the aim to reduce doctor shopping. Nearly 10 million opiate prescriptions were written in the state last year. That's basically one for every person. Josh Stein is the state attorney general.
There are literally tens of millions of pills sitting in people's medicine cabinets not being used that get diverted into the black market drug trade. And we've got to stop making addicts out of people.
Stein is a Democrat from Wake County who previously served in the state Senate. He says too often people are receiving prescriptions for narcotics when Tylenol or Motrin may do the trick. The proposed changes to state law deal primarily with acute pain, not chronic pain. This bill wouldn't pertain to patients in cancer treatment, hospice or palliative care, or those in substance abuse programs. Dr. Jim Finch is an addiction medical specialist in Durham.
I think those are all very reasonable ideas. We just need to be thoughtful to make sure they don't interfere with access to care or throw up impediments that lead physicians to choose not to treat.
Finch points to the rushed nature of the medical world and primary care physicians who spend, on average, just a few minutes with each patient. He says action by lawmakers is an important part of what must be a larger comprehensive effort. The legislation expected to soon advance in Raleigh also eases the restrictions on who can get naloxone, that's an opiate EpiPen, and it allocates $10 million for community-based treatment facilities. Lawmakers from both parties have been quick to get behind the proposal. Stein and Horn are hopeful that this law sets an example for other states. The opiate epidemic seems to be about the only leading issue that can bring everyone together. Now the real challenge comes: passing legislation that will truly foster change to this deadly crisis. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.